our lives. And I don't have to think about him anymore. I don't have to worry about him anymore.
Attorney Lance Northcutt represents the family of a two-year-old whose parents were killed. He said the next step is to go after gun manufacturers.
There is more left to do. The civil justice system will now pick up to make sure that we hold accountable all those parties, all those companies who had any role whatsoever in the tragedy that occurred on the 4th of July, 2022.
Robert Cremo pleaded guilty last month, just moments before his trial was to begin. There was a deadly Russian attack in the Ukrainian capital overnight, leaving several people dead. President Trump lashed out at Russian President Putin and said he was not happy, but he also said today he believes a peace deal can be achieved.
I think everybody in this, you know, at this time in NATO, they want to see this thing happen. So we have a deadline, and after that, we're going to have a very much different attitude. But I think it has a very good chance of getting done.
He did not say what the deadline was. Correspondent Liz Palmer in London.
It just looks like an impasse. The Trump administration last week threatened to walk away from its role as broker of this elusive peace deal. If that was intended to apply pressure on both parties, that isn't working either.
A judge has barred the Trump administration from denying federal funds to sanctuary cities that limit cooperation with immigration authorities. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the administration's push to end DEI in K-12 public schools. And in another case, the administration has asked the Supreme Court to allow enforcement of a ban on transgender people in the military while legal challenges play out. Without saying who was involved, President Trump said today tariff talks with China are ongoing, despite Beijing's denial. Kelly O'Grady of Money Watch.
My instinct is there's just going to be a lot more uncertainty until we actually have a tangible trade deal. Because let's be honest, even if there's a negotiation, that's no promise that there would actually be a deal.
The average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell to 6.8% today after climbing to the highest level in 8 weeks. On Wall Street, the markets have been up and down, mainly steady. The Dow Jones Industrials at this hour up 424 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 34-year-old Racine man faces second offense OWI charges after fleeing from police and crashing into a garage in Mount Pleasant early this morning. Police say the impact caused structural damage, but there were no injuries. A suspect was arrested following the 1:40 a.m. pursuit on Green Bay Road. It's seven consecutive life sentences for Robert Crimo III. The Lake County judge handed down the sentence this morning in connection to the 2022 4th of July massacre in Highland Park. Crimo pleaded guilty to killing seven and injuring 48. A 42-year-old armed intruder forced nine family members to remain hostage Tuesday night in Racine before police shot him during a rescue. Those Racine officers are on leave as the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office investigates. A proposed assembly bill in Madison seeks stricter regulations for energy projects, requiring companies to notify landowners within a mile of proposed facilities 45 days before approval. The reform aims to protect farmland and clarify landowner rights. Former Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley and Racine Representative Greta Neubauer are hosting a town hall tonight. A statement says they're opposing what they say are federal safety net program cuts. The discussion focuses on budget impacts at the Bryant Community Center. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL Draft is getting underway. Thousands of fans and the network's broadcasting live. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked, after being just one game away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, where does he think the team is heading into this season?
I think we're growing. You know, we lost our last three games, right? I think that's a tough pill to swallow. I don't think we can get very far away from that and understand that we got a lot of work to do. But I do like our group. I think they're eager, and I think they're all kind of entering a phase where they're going to be playing their best football. So I think we're really excited about that.
NBA, the Bucks back home, getting ready for the Pacers for Game 3 tomorrow night. Indy leads that series 2-0. Baseball, Brewers losing to the Giants 4-2. Pat Murphy on the decision to pull Freddie Peralta in the sixth.
We believed that he could do it, and then two quick hits, and then 0-2 to ball four. I didn't like that, and then he was at 96. And one of those things.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Under a mix of sun and clouds today with mild high temperatures still hanging on to the mid-50s. With scattered showers rolling in overnight and widespread light rain tomorrow morning, we'll be waking up to some patchy fog and high temperatures staying stuck to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
WRJN. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. We'll be right back.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
For 100 years, WRJN has been Racine's hometown station, still on 1400 AM. You can also hear us on 99.9 and 98.1 FM. Our commitment to local news remains strong. Our commitment to local events and groups is growing. We're working hard to earn our place as Racine's go-to source for all things local. From news to shopping to timely information you need to stay in touch with the city and county. From Radio Park, it's local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
If you're looking for the ball game here on the WRJN stream, sorry, by contract, we can only carry it on the radio. So look for the ball game on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, or 98.1 FM if you're in Kenosha. We'll keep the timeless hits playing while the game is on the radio, so you won't hear nothing. In the meantime, be sure to tune in on the air for the ball game and any other time here on the stream for timeless hits, along with local news on WRJN.
of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Now we gotta run, no more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
nearly 100 years, WRJN has been Racine's hometown station, still on 1400 AM. You can also hear us on 99.9 and 98.1 FM. Our commitment to local news remains strong. Our commitment to local events and groups is growing. We're working hard to earn our place as Racine's go-to source for all things local. From news to shopping to timely information you need to stay in touch with the city and county. From Radio Park, it's local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
With sweet love and devotion.
touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
Changed you in